The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you're an unbeliever, the Creator has said regarding you, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you're a believer, he has also said, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" I ask you to please consider that. We're going to discuss in today's program further components of what it means to have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty and how you get there. And I want to stress that I'm speaking to you personally. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your race is, what your age is, what your level of education is. You can become a friend of the Almighty if you so choose. The only thing standing between you and a deep personal relationship with the Almighty is you in person. No one else, no religion, no denomination, not your friend, not your wife, not your husband. It's you. You can make a choice. You can draw closer. It's entirely up to you. I'm here to help you do that. Today we're going to look at further look at seven components of drawing close to the Almighty. We looked at the headlines last week, and we're going to go into the detail now. In this context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." An overview of today's program. We're going to investigate the first point, which is decision, in more detail. We look at the need for a deep, settled assurance that the Almighty exists. We'll look at an approach to reaching a decision. We'll look at asking for confirmation. We'll talk a bit about the trash heap of heaven where you really don't want to end up. We'll talk about the fact that praying to an indeterminate entity is not acceptable. I'll advise you that if you make a decision to draw close to the Almighty, there will be opposition. That it's vital to deal with all sin, that it, when you, if you are coming to belief now for the first time, that there are 7 days of grace, and I'll advise you to rehearse the covenant and tell you how to do that. Repeat what I've said at several previous programs. A friend earnestly, intentionally, and actively seeks relationship and cares deeply for their friend. Will you do that for the Almighty starting now? Bit of introduction. Who am I? James Robertson. I have a PhD in civil engineering, 25 years as a management consultant in South Africa, now in the UK for just under 6 years, chief operating officer of a small group of companies. Spent over 25 years actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty and growing in my relationship with Him, and I've written and published a lot about that. End Time Issue Ministries is my not-for-profit ministry. which is the vehicle through which I have my internet publishing. I have a number of mailing lists. I have a number of websites, this radio program, and shortly we'll have a number of physical books with my teachings in them. This program, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, flows from my realization that there is nothing more important in this life. We were created to have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty, to be His friends. That's what He created us for, and that's why we're here. There's no other reason. It doesn't matter what else you've got in mind, your football team or your basketball team or your baseball team or rugby team or whatever. It's fluff and stuff. You're here to have a relationship with the Almighty, first and foremost. And I sincerely hope that coming out of this program, you will choose to do that. You can see more information on my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. Some questions from last week's program. How do we know if we're getting closer to the right path to God? God, incorrectly, should be Yah or the Almighty or the Creator. How do you know you're getting closer to the Almighty? If you follow the guidance that I'm giving you in these programs, I would expect you to start hearing His voice. I would expect you to start getting guidance. I would encourage you to be praying prayers like, judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. I would encourage you to be praying all the directional prayers that I shared with you a few weeks ago. Incidentally, if you want back issues, they are on the W4CY website, or else you can email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. You will know if you are actively seeking, but you need to understand that if you just go about this in a haphazard way without real determination, you're not going to get close to Him. Getting close to Him requires active thought, active actions. Next question, how are we to know what teachings are the correct ones to follow to get closer? Pretty much the same point. You need to get closer to Him. You need to speak to Him. You need to set yourself a goal of seeking truth, not error. You need to pray prayers like, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Like, lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Like, judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. You need to fast. You need to actively seek truth. Next question, what's the best way to grow closer to the Almighty? Well, the best way to grow closer to the Almighty is, first of all, to decide that you're going to do that. And then I would like to believe that what I'm teaching on this program every week, and we're transcribing these teachings and we're publishing them as written documents on a regular basis. It's the best way I know. Not to say that not other ways, but if you follow what I'm saying, you will get closer to the Almighty. Next question, if we're listening to you and learning, how do we know we're getting the right message? Well, the same principle applies. Never, ever, ever place your reliance in another human being. By all means, learn what you can from me. Learn what you can from other human beings. But at the end of the day, the only arbiter of whether what you're learning is right is the Almighty. So press in, get to know Him, get a relationship with Him, pray the prayers that I advocate, and you will get to know that you're getting the right message. And after a while, you'll start getting the message directly and you won't necessarily need everything, although I've done a lot of hard work over 25 years. So I've written a lot and those teachings will soon be available. So it'll help you to shortcut some of these things. Then from an email, just to stress, the correct name of the Almighty is You are the eternally self-existing. You can also refer to him as the Creator, as the Almighty. He is not God and he is not the Lord. Those are pagan names. It's an insult to him to use them. He extended grace to us for many years to use those names, but that grace has been withdrawn. You need to use the correct name. So we're looking at seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. And just to recap that he has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, and to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. If you press into this series of programs with me and hang in with me for the duration, you will learn how to get close to him. He has also said that the rules of engagement between myself, Yah, and Satan prevent me telling you anything you do not know unless you ask me or do something to put yourself in a place to hear new information from me. Again, I stress, a minute ago I mentioned the directional prayers that I taught on a few weeks ago. Please get hold of that teaching and apply it. Pray those prayers. Most of those prayers are on the website. There's a tab called Prayers. Click on that and you'll find a whole lot of articles on prayer. Father has also said that I, Yah, am limited in speaking to you by the mental barriers you've put in place with regard to what you believe I can say to you and by your vocabulary. So our society, our culture, our religion, our denomination puts programming in place as we grow from childhood about the things of the Almighty. If you've grown up believing something that's wrong, it's very difficult to change unless you make a conscious decision to change. It's why those prayers that I mentioned a couple of times ago are so important. And then remember that the purpose of serving Yah is not for what he will give us in this life, but for what we will give him in exchange for his rewards to us in the life to come. So yes, he does want to heal you. He does want to prosper you. But that is not why you should serve him. You should serve him because you want to please him and because you want to qualify for a high throne for eternity. So the first component of drawing close to the Almighty is that you need to make a quality decision and you need to walk out that decision. So fundamentally, the first step that is required to draw close to the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, is a quality decision that he exists, and thereafter a quality decision to draw close to him. It is vital to understand that we are talking here of a profound and deep realization that this world and you yourself cannot exist without there being a Creator, that it is impossible for all around you to have come into existence without an intelligent creative agency. Once you have taken a deep decision that you know that you know that you know that he exists, you can move on to choosing to draw close to him. So important to seek a deep, settled assurance that he exists. If at this point in time, as you listen to this, you do not have a deep and settled conviction of the reality of the Almighty's existence, then this is the first bridge for you to cross. There are two elements to deciding that the Almighty Creator exists. One is a rational intellectual decision. The other is a deep, settled assurance of the reality of his existence. The rational intellectual decision should be reasonably easy for any thinking person who calmly considers the massive complexity, creative genius, and manufacturing precision of the universe, the earth, the plant realm, the animal realm, and human beings, coupled to an understanding of the level of engineering precision that was required to design and assemble all of this, including the complementary complexity required for the sexual reproduction that occurs throughout the more advanced elements of plants, animals, and particularly in human beings. That intellectual aha may be all that you need to come to a deep conviction that the Almighty exists. If, however, you've reached a level of intellectual agreement that there must have been a creative agency, but have not reached a settled assurance of his existence, I would suggest that you ask him to reveal himself to you in a way that you are able to comprehend. Even if you do have an intellectual aha, you may still want to reach a level of deep assurance of his existence. This is so important. A superficial decision that he exists is really not going to help you in the long term. If you racked with doubts and not really sure whether he really is there, how do you draw close to him? It's worth taking a bit of time to reach a quality decision, and I'm going to talk about that now. In asking him to reveal himself to you, it's vital to understand that he is restricted by the rules of engagement from doing anything that you've not formally authorized him to do in your life, which is why those prayers are so important. The rules of engagement are the rules that were agreed between the Almighty and Satan when they entered into this thing called the contest. When Satan was on the point of being cast into the lake of fire, and he challenged the Almighty, saying that if you put me on earth with my followers, with these human beings you're creating, I guarantee you that after 7,000 years, not one of them will believe you exist. And Father agreed to do that. They agreed some terms. One of those terms was that neither of them can directly disclose information to a human being that information does not already have, unless that human being gives either the Almighty or the satanic realm authority to do that. So really, really important to pray the right prayers, ask the right questions. Give Father carte blanche, a blank check, to work in your life. That's why those prayers are so important. Accordingly, it's vital that in asking Father Yah to reveal himself to you, you pray in a manner that opens the way for him to move as he best sees fit to enable you to have confirmation of his reality. It is also vital to understand that he's offering a huge reward for serving him in this life. The ultimate prize is a position of great esteem, glory, and authority in heaven with him for eternity. As much as he is lonely in this age because of the very small number of people who truly serve him and seek to become his friends, he has stressed to me that he is not in any way desperate. In other words, he has no need to prove to you that he exists. He firmly holds that you can validate his existence from the most elementary intelligent consideration of yourself and the world around you. Accordingly, any form of challenge to him to prove his existence will at best be met with silence and no response, and at worst, you will be given to demons and satanic messengers or angels to get your answers. In other words, you will be led seriously astray. Pride, challenging the Father, demanding that he prove his existence is not the way to go. He's not interested in that. You'll get yourself into a lot of trouble if you go down that route. I'd like to outline an approach to reaching a decision. I suggest you adopt the following broad approach. Remember always that he wants an individual relationship with you that meets you where you are now and is tailored to your knowledge, experience, character, etc. There is no recipe. What follows is a suggestion only. Take whatever measures seem right to you at the time you decide you need to ask for confirmation, and depending on the circumstances that pertain at that moment in time. Remember also that he hears all your thoughts and it is not necessary to speak out loud. In fact, as a general principle with regard to all major elements of interaction with him, it is preferable to speak to him in your heart and your thoughts and not out loud where demons and fallen satanic messengers or angels can hear, satanic angels can hear you and intervene to counterfeit or mislead you. Really important to understand that. Father can hear your thoughts. The demons and the fallen messengers, fallen angels cannot hear your thoughts. So you can have a dialogue with the Father and nobody will know anything about it. The minute you speak it out loud, every spirit in the surroundings knows exactly what you said. Discussing deep plans with the Almighty in an unsanctified environment is not a good idea. There are prayers to pray to sanctify your immediate vicinity. Again, have a listen to the teachings on prayer, or email me and I will send you the teachings on prayer, or go to the website. You'll find a whole lot of teachings on prayer. Realize also that you should not dictate to the Almighty how He should answer you. He is the Almighty Creator. It is not for us to dictate anything to Him. He has a very low tolerance for insolence in the light of His experience with the adversary, Satan. Continuing with an approach to reaching a decision, I suggest you do something along the lines of the following. Find a quiet place, get on your knees before Him. In other words, humble yourself before Him. I find that on your knees or flat on your face before Him are the physical postures in which I hear Him most clearly. And pray something along the lines of, Father Yah, James says that you exist. I sort of get this from considering the world around me, but I'm struggling to overcome all my prejudices and deep-seated beliefs held in my life to this point. I humbly ask you to reveal yourself to me in whatever way you choose. I ask you to give me a sign, to speak to me, to reveal your existence in any way that you deem appropriate. And I ask you for the discernment and wisdom to recognize you when you speak to me. Amen. You could pray this standing on a bus. You don't have to get on your knees. Or wherever you are at the moment, the realization hits you that He must exist. There are no limits on where and how you pray, subject to the guidelines given above. He may answer you audibly. He may speak to you through another person. He may give you some sign that could not have come from anyone else but Him. Be aware that He is supernatural. He is above and beyond nature. So He is not constrained in the ways He can do things, and therefore He may simply reveal Himself to you by doing something that could not happen under normal circumstances. In my case, He revealed Himself to me by speaking audibly to me in a locked and empty room and directing me to contact a friend who was a believer who told me what I needed to know. He did this in response to prayer by my father, who was deeply concerned about my situation. This happened when I was nearly 40 years old, about 27 years from the point at which I first believed at a very basic level. In asking for confirmation, if you receive, in asking for proof that Father exists, if you receive a sign and are unsure of it or appear not to receive a sign, there's nothing to prevent you asking for confirmation or clarification along the lines of, Father, I think that whatever was from you, but I'm not sure. Please, will you give me another sign or confirm that sign? If you sincerely engage with the Almighty with a clear intention of getting to know Him, He will meet you wherever you are. In the early days of my walk with Him after He had spoken to me, I made all sorts of simple mistakes. I was being guided by a church that was full of error, but I didn't know at that time that they were full of error. But He gently guided me every step of the way. He gave me confirmation after confirmation. He would ask me to do something and I wasn't sure if it was His will. So, for example, He would say, pick up that hitchhiker on the side of the road, and I'd be uncomfortable picking up a hitchhiker in the middle of nowhere, and I'd drive past and then I'd feel guilty, and He'd say to me, I'd really want you to pick up that hitchhiker, and then I'd end up doing a U-turn and going back to collect that person and discover that they were a believer, that they'd asked Father about something that I had the answer to, and I was greatly blessed by those situations. He will meet you wherever you are. I want to draw your attention to what Father calls the trash heap of heaven. Once you are certain that the Almighty exists, the next step is to decide to draw close to Him and to serve Him for the rest of your time on earth and for eternity. Note that you do not have to make this decision. The vast majority of people who do make a decision that the Almighty exists stop at that point, barring perhaps a few feeble attempts to serve Him. These people will end up in the outer darkness in heaven, a place of total darkness with no hint of light. It is also cold and uncomfortable as well. Father refers to it as the trash heap of heaven. This is a place for those who decided that Father existed and then ignored Him for the rest of their lives. If you ignore Him for the rest of your life from the point that you believe, then realize that He is entirely justified in ignoring you for eternity. Not the right way to go about things, but the majority do this. And understand, this is not about Him being ugly. It simply reflects the reality that when He designed heaven, He did not expect anyone to just believe and then do nothing. He was preparing a mansion for those people who would be His friends. His expectation was that heaven would be filled with people who were committed to Him and devoted to Him and serving Him. He didn't allow for the possibility that someone would believe He existed and then ignore Him for the rest of eternity. So there was nowhere left to put them except for the outer darkness. In the same way that He didn't expect people who didn't believe to stay on earth. He expected to discard them in the lake of fire and brimstone as failed experiments. And it's only because of the contest that He can't do that. And so the whole arrangement of people becoming demons and ancestor spirits is also highly suboptimal because it was not intended. If as you hear what I'm saying, you realize that you are headed for the outer darkness, I suggest you do the following. Find a quiet place. Get on your knees before Him and pray something along the lines of the following. Father Yah, I believe that You exist, but I've just realized that I've almost totally ignored You since I first believed. I now realize that I'm headed for the outer darkness to be completely disdained and disregarded in heaven for eternity. I repent and ask You to forgive my gross sin of ignoring You and to give me another chance. Father, please help me to come to a place of serving You faithfully. I desire to overcome to the end and become Your friend. Please help me to do this. Obviously, only pray the above if you mean it sincerely and intend to do something about your decision. Then do all that you find to do, including all that is set out in the rest of these teachings. If you are only prepared to go part way and regard a less prestigious rank than friend as acceptable, or the maximum that you're willing to put in the hard yards for, then tone down the above prayer appropriately. I can't stress enough, it's your choice. There is no one standing in the way of you qualifying for the highest of high thrones in heaven for eternity, except you. The only reason you won't get there is because of you. If you put human beings on a pedestal, if you worship your pastor, if you cop out and rely on the church to teach you, well, you'll get what you signed up for. Don't rely on humans to determine where you go. Learn from me, read my teachings, discern what's true and what's not, put into practice what's good, leave the dross, leave the chaff, and just go for it. I need to stress that praying to an indeterminate entity is not acceptable. Note that praying at some indeterminate entity called God or the Lord or whatever is not belief. That is just praying at some indeterminate entity. If you're going to pray to Father Yah, do so as the creator of all things, the Almighty, your creator. Show Him respect, humble yourself and pray with a deep certainty that He does exist, that He does want a deep relationship with you, that He does hear you and desires to answer your prayers. If you start out on that footing, you will find that He answers you and in many cases grants your requests. In one of my early teachings in this program, I went into the true name of the Almighty, and I would encourage you to get that recording or get the transcript. God is a pagan name Father gave us grace to use that name, but that was withdrawn in 2003 when Satan was sent to the pit. The same with the Lord. Don't call him God. Don't call him the Lord. His name is Yah. I'm sure you wouldn't like it. The way he put it to me is, how would you like it if your family called you by the name of your worst enemy? That's what it's like. Don't call him God. It hurts him. It upsets him. Don't call him the Lord. They're both the names of pagan, satanic entities. Note also that it is not necessary to get on your knees or get in a quiet place. You can speak to him at any time, in a crowded room, anywhere. He will always hear you. Depending on where you are spiritually, you may not always hear him. One gets on one's knees in a quiet place in order to better hear his still small voice. I can't stress this enough. He hears everything that every single human being on this planet thinks or says. He hears everything that every demon on this planet thinks or says. He hears everything that every messenger or angel on this planet thinks or says. He knows exactly what's going on. The problem is not with him. If you can't hear him, you need to do some work so that you can hear him. Note also that you should not choose to serve the Almighty Creator because someone has told you that he's going to prosper you or heal you or whatever. He is not a commodity to be purchased. Yes, it is possible that he may heal you. He may prosper you. But the forces of darkness will be deeply upset by your decision and will actively seek to oppose you, trip you up, lead you astray, and generally keep you from walking out your decision. That is why those who achieve great stature in heaven are called overcomers. They achieve that illustrious status by overcoming sin, overcoming temptation, overcoming opposition, overcoming their own weaknesses and fallibility to walk totally with the Almighty Creator. As I said a moment ago, expect opposition. Be warned that you will find that from the moment you take a quality decision to draw close to the Almighty, you will encounter ongoing and sustained opposition. You will find yourself being judged for unrepented sin. You will suffer loss. You will find it harder to do business. You will find that people who were your friends become your enemies. You have taken a position against the Mighty One, the God of this world, Satan, the adversary, and the forces of darkness will rally round to oppose you in every possible way. The only way to overcome this opposition is to deal with all sin in your life and to resolutely seek to serve the Almighty in every possible way in every area of your life. I would go so far as to say to you that if you make what you consider to be a quality decision and start walking that decision out, and you are not experiencing opposition in some shape or form, there's something wrong. You're obviously then not causing the forces of darkness concern, and they're leaving you alone. Note that most prosperity teaching is not from the Creator. Do not sign up with the Almighty on the basis of what he can do for you in this life. Sign up on the basis of the reward that there will be for you in the life to come if you serve him faithfully in this life, and then be willing to make sacrifices to serve him. And if that seems too hard, remember that you always have the option of the outer darkness, or if you've not yet believed, the option of being one of more than 100 billion ancestor spirits or demons roaming the earth, governed by vicious and perverse demonic masterminds who regard brutality and human sacrifice as the highest forms of reward. We are engaged in a vicious spiritual battle. Choose who you will serve. As I said a minute ago, once you've made a quality decision, you need to deal with all sin in your life. I've found a lot of people do not believe that they can live a life without sin. Yeshua, Jesus, lived a life without sin. That's why he was resurrected. That's why he's the most powerful created being in the universe. It's absolutely possible for us to live without sin. It'll take us time to live without sin, but it's totally doable. I would say to you that in this context, a non-negotiable requirement for successfully serving the Almighty is to deal with all sin in your life and energetically work to come to a point of living a life that is free of sin. That is the only way that you can serve the Almighty and walk in victory. The other option is to continue with your sin at such a level that the forces of darkness regard you as an ally and prosper you to let you think that you're going in the right direction. The problem then is what happens when you stand before the throne of the Almighty Creator on the day of your death. Note that if you have just accepted Father for the first time, you should immediately pray, "Father, I ask you to fill me with your Spirit to assist me to serve you more effectively." Raise your hands to heaven and expect to receive. You should pray this daily and you should sing worship songs that speak of being filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. Refer to the collection of worship songs on the website that was presented in earlier teachings. There are 7 days of grace when somebody first comes to believe. If you have just believed for the first time, there's a 7-day period of grace during which no evil can come near to you and during which Father is able to pour out his Spirit and pour out learning on you in a way that will never again be possible. If at all possible, take a week off work and devote the entire week to prayer, fasting, worship, study. There's much material on my website that is more than sufficient to keep you reading for more than a week. This article on which this talk is based on the 7 components of drawing close to the Almighty is a vital place to go for in that 7-day period. If you cannot take all that time off work, take off whatever time you can and spend as much time as you can outside of working hours, seeking to be filled with His Spirit, to be anointed, to be cleansed of sin, to learn, etc. Refer to further recommendations in this regard later on in this series of teachings. So important. And if you're in the situation where you are potentially leading others to come to a relationship with Father or a knowledge of Father, if you are a shepherd or an evangelist in an existing ministry, if you're just a believer who witnesses to others, please be aware that if somebody is coming to belief for the first time, it's so important that their decision is a quality decision and that for the next 7 or 8 days, they take every possible opportunity to get as close to Father as they possibly can. It's basically the honeymoon period where there is huge grace, there's huge favor, huge spiritual power. Really, really important. Somebody who goes through that week with really strong support and strong teaching and strong ministry will always go ahead strongly. They won't look back. As soon as you've taken a quality decision, you need to rehearse the covenant. Once you've believed for the first time or have now repented of your sin and error and taken a quality decision to serve the Almighty, it is advisable to take note of the covenant between believers and the Almighty and to rehearse the terms of that covenant. The most powerful covenant available, there are many, is the covenant made by Yeshua. You may know him as Jesus, but you insult him grievously by using this pagan name. And accordingly, I advise you to pray to be grafted into this covenant. If you come out of a Christian background, you've almost certainly been exposed to the covenant at some level. If you come out of a Muslim or Jewish background, it may be a bit strange to you. But it is the strongest covenant available, and I strongly recommend it. The Jews have a covenant through Moses. The Muslims have a covenant through Muhammad, which is primarily a covenant of works, not nearly as powerful. At the first possible opportunity, obtain some grape juice or red wine, preferably red grape juice and preferably not carbonated. You can use red wine as well, but I prefer grape juice. Also obtain some bread, preferably unleavened, Some shops sell Jewish matzos or a plain wheat biscuit, or failing that, just ordinary bread. You can rehearse the covenant at any time, and I recommend that you do so on a regular basis, particularly in the first few years after you've taken a deep and strong decision. Find yourself a quiet place and pray along the lines of, Father, I come to you in the name of Yahshua, that's Y-A-H-O-O-S-H-U-A, Yahushua, and I recall that on the night that he was betrayed, Yahushua took the bread and broke it and gave it to his followers and said, this is my body given for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me. I ask it as I partake of this bread that I partake of all that it represents to you, and that you will teach me what this means and what the covenant entails. Take the bread, break it, and eat it soberly and thoughtfully, considering all your sins and wrongdoing. Then take a cup of the grape juice or wine and pray, Father, I recall that after supper Yahushua took the cup and gave it to those who followed him and said, this is my blood shed for you and for many for forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. I ask it as I partake of this cup that I partake of all that it represents to you. And in particular, I ask that you forgive me all my sins, all that I've done that I ought not to have done, and all that I've not done that I ought to have done. I ask that where there is sin that I need to deal with specifically, that you will bring it to my attention and guide me in dealing with it. I also ask that you will cover me with the blood of the covenant from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, and also cover my dwelling and all that I own and have beneficial use of with the blood of the covenant. I ask this in the name of Yahushua. Amen. I've spoken in previous messages of the importance of repentance. I've spoken about restitution. If you've stolen things, Father may require you to return them. If you've stolen money or no longer have the physical things that you stole, you may be required to pay back money. And those may be significant, may be threefold restitution. You may have to go and apologize to people. Even extreme case, if you're in adultery and you're living together and there's no basis for the woman to get divorced from the man she has the covenant with, you may have to split up and she may have to go back to her husband. If as you're praying you become conscious of sin, immediately confess it and repent. Father, I recall that I now recognize that I've sinned. I deeply repent and ask you to forgive me. If this is your first experience of this, you could spend several hours repenting. Have a pen and a notebook to hand so that you can make notes. You may find that you need to contact people to repent and ask forgiveness and restore things that you've stolen, etc. When you finish praying, drink the grape juice or wine. Dip your forefinger in the cup and apply a small amount to the back of your neck, your forehead, your tongue, your eyelids, the lobe of your right ear, the thumb of your right hand, and the big toe of your right foot, praying as you do so, Father, I ask you to seal my brain with the blood of the covenant, seal my tongue and all that I say, seal my eyes and all that I see, seal my ears and all that I hear, seal my hands and all that I write and covenant, and seal my feet and guide me everywhere I walk. These are powerful prayers. They're very symbolic. They send a message to the satanic realm to take their hands off you. They send a message to the Almighty that you are serious about serving Him, that you want to clean up your act. Again, refer you to the previous teaching on prayer and the section on prayers on the website. So that's all for today. Just to recap, we've looked at the subject of taking a quality decision. We've discussed having a deep settled assurance that the Almighty exists. We've discussed an approach to reaching a decision. We've talked about asking for confirmation. We've talked about the trash heap of heaven, which is where people end up who make a decision and then do nothing with it. We've just said that praying to an indeterminate entity like God or the Lord is not acceptable. We've said that in the initial stages you should expect opposition, and in order to overcome the opposition you should deal with all sin. And there I refer you to what I've said in previous teachings of my own experience, where having dealt with all sin and being faced with massive demonic opposition, the demons were unable to touch me. So once you get to a place where you are above sin, then the satanic realm can't touch you, and then the opposition will stop. But it takes time to get there. If you're in lack at the moment and you're a believer, you need to sort out the sin that's getting in the way there. We said that when somebody first comes to belief, there's 7 days of grace, and that if you're a person who leads people to belief, you should be aware of that and should fully support them in that period of grace. And we've talked about rehearsing the covenant, very, very powerful, very, very important. And to recap, what I've been talking about here today is drawing close to the Almighty. And the ultimate goal there is to become his friend. A friend earnestly, intentionally, and actively seeks relationship and cares deeply for their friend. I challenge you to get to a place where you do that towards your Father in heaven. On the website, you'll find a number of key documents. The first one is the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The second, which is the precursor to tonight's teaching, which I spoke on the last few weeks. The second is 7 components in drawing close to the Creator, which is the section that I'm talking about at the moment and will continue to talk about for a number of weeks after this. The third is the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, a deep analysis of the true name of the Almighty. The fourth, where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? Really, really important teaching. Elaborate some of the points that are not addressed in the other items. And then also in the same place, recommended worship, document with the words and download links for about 20 songs that I strongly recommend. All of this is available on the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. Behind the homepage, the menu item, homepage menu item in the top left-hand corner of the menu. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Books of teachings and regular email articles are available from me. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's the same URL as above, with just james at. I would be delighted to hear from you. I would really like to help you on your journey. Happy to connect by phone or on Skype. Visit the website and visit the homepage for more information. See especially the recommended worship in the same location as above. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list. I'm compiling a collection of my writings. Email me if you would like to obtain a copy. The first volume contains my most important writings, including those just listed. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype and email so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. I hope you've been challenged by this teaching. I hope that you are now seriously considering taking a quality decision to draw close to Father. If you do that, I would love to hear from you. I will help you in whatever way I'm able to advise you, counsel you, pray with you. Father is lonely. He's looking for friends. He created all of this in order to have friends to do things with, and there are so few friends. Please think seriously about it. The reward is huge. Position of great stature and authority and esteem for eternity in the life to come, in exchange for laying down your life now to do everything you can to help him, to serve him, to draw others to him, to build relationship with him, to get to know him. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what your race is. Thank you so much. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand, just because you love me, I know.